In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Part two of the Mediatrix of Louis and the Mediatrix of the Divine Will. Volume 33, we're on page 13. Bottom of the page, volume 33, 3/19/1935. With indelible characters, the human will possess. The human will possesses everything that it does and that it wants to do. So here we see that the way God created us, everything is ready. So he says, and if the memory forgets, yet the will loses nothing. The will contains the deposit of all of her acts. Without that, it could lose nothing. So here it shows us that in prayer, we forget a lot of things. And that's why at the Day of Judgment, we're going to go through our life. Every second of our life, God's going to show us. The will hasn't forgotten anything. God hasn't forgotten anything that we thought, said, and did. And if you read, if you listen to near-death experiences, everybody was very embarrassed by their life. Yet the Lord was loving through all of our life. He saw everything that we thought, said, and did. He knew of everything that we thought, said, and did. And he forgave us. And He's constantly trying to lead us back to himself, and especially now with this great gift of the divine will, he wants us to begin to live this abundant life. So he says, if the memory forgets, yet the will loses nothing. The will contains the deposit of all of the soul's acts. Without that, it could lose really nothing. Therefore, one can say, all of man is in the will. All of man is in the will. If this is holy, even the most indifferent things are holy for him. Okay, so here God looks at us. He knows our desires, and he says this, if they're holy, even the most indifferent things all are holy for him. Everything becomes holy. The blinking of an eye, everything becomes holy. If then it is bad, perhaps even the good changes for the soul into perverse acts. So what happens a lot of times is that a soul is doing really well spiritually, and as soon as pride comes in, thinking, well, I've conquered this, or I'm pretty good at that, you fall into sin. And it could be, like you said, even into perverse acts. So what the Lord is looking for is he's looking for us to understand who we are. We're a fallen creature, and that God is calling us to perfection. And the human will possesses everything that it does and that it wants to do. So our Lord is showing us that he needs us to always be with him. Okay, the moment you leave the Lord to do what you want, you fall into error. You fall into sin with worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity. You fall into sin. And the Lord needs us to be constantly focused on God. And because of the human ego, the human will, that doesn't want, your human ego does not want to be quieted. So what God does is he gives us the book of heaven. Now, if you're reading every day, I mean, not just reading, but if you're focused on the book of heaven, if you're studying it, you're listening to every word that Jesus says to Louisa, what will happen is you'll get closer and closer to God. If you're just, well, I'm reading it every day and nothing's happening, it's because you're not listening to Jesus. You're not entering into his life. You're not entering into the Blessed Mother's life. If you're reading, and you know, in May, you're reading the Virgin Mary and the Kingdom, your whole life changes as you, as Our Lady teaches you how she lived in the divine will, as she taught Louisa. So the more that you focus on the writings, listening to Jesus, listening to the Blessed Mother through Louisa, what happens is God is bringing us to perfection, and even the human inadequacies start falling away. And that's what God's waiting for. He's waiting for us to want this more than anything. And so He shows us in our own lives. He shows us in our families, with our friends, with our neighbors. He shows us how everything is falling apart. And we have to come to the point where we have to say, the kingdom has to be here. This is enough of this. Because that's what Jesus is saying. And that's what He gave to Louisa. He gave Louisa the kingdom. And Louisa lived in the kingdom while on earth. She lived the resurrection before she died. And so that Jesus is looking at us and saying the same thing. Do you want this? Do you want to begin to live this abundant life? And so the Lord needs us to go to Him. The Lord needs us to surrender to Him. And as soon as we think we're pretty good, as soon as we think we're beyond failing, that's when we fall. Pride before the fall. So again, it's not to be always worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, negative, but always talking to Jesus, adoring Him and loving Him and praising Him and thanking Him and blessing Him. There's a website, it's a beautiful monstrance of Our Lady in Poland. It's a life-size monstrance of Our Lady in Poland with all light. And if you're ever up and late at night, it's on EWTN, at least that's one of the websites. But if you go there at night, it changes colors all night long. It turns bright yellow and bright orange, and it's just magnificent to watch. Whoever put that monstrance together really understood technology. And every church, if every church had something like that, the people would just want to be there just to stare at Jesus with the Blessed Mother. But even something more glorious than that is coming with not just technology, but in reality, what's coming. So Jesus is asking us to understand that we were meant to live in the divine will. So Jesus says, if you truly want my divine will as life, not too much as is needed. Do you hear that? If you want this as your life, there's not much more that you need. Even more, because the divine will united to your human will, there is mind that wants it. There is a power that can do everything. See, it's God. The divine will is God. The divine will is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And He wants us to enter into this abundant life. He says very clearly, there is a divine power that can do everything. There's nothing that we need to worry about or be fearful about or be anxious about. I was asked today, is it important to want what you want in the divine will? And basically, you might begin there. Okay, you might begin to want someone to be healed in your family. You want someone to be, drawing closer to Jesus. But the divine will is to enter into God. It's to say to God, whatever you want is what I want. Do with me as you wish. Total surrender, total docility, total submission to God. Surrendering to God so that God can reign. And this is the power He's talking about. A divine power that can do everything. And as for you, Louisa, one shall see with deeds, if it is all things, you shall behave as possessor of a divine will. One will see with deeds, if it is all things, you shall behave as possessor of God, of a divine will of God. So the Lord is asking us, like today in the gospel reading, Paul was going after those people who were living that new way. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. What's happening today is something very similar to that. This is the new way. The divine will is the new way. The priest says every day at Holy Mass, may we share in the divinity of Christ. This is the new way. Our Pope John Paul II said, we're going to begin to live a new and divine way of holiness. It's a new and divine way. Those are his words. So what the Lord is looking at, he's looking at us and he's going, do you know how the Christians got together in the new way? Not the Jewish way, but the new way, the Christian way. And now Jesus is saying, I want to show you what he has planned for the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom, the book of heaven, what God has planned to bring us to live this abundant life in this new divine way of holiness. It's to live in, with, through, and for God. It's not to be separated from God any longer. It's to, especially during, you know, spring, to recognize all the I love yous that are around you, the fields of flowers. It's everything is an I love you that God is showing us. The clouds in the sky, the blue sky, the birds that are chirping, the dogs that are barking. Everything is an I love you of God. And he's presenting this to us and he's saying, I want you to participate in God and what I have done. I want you to be fruitful and multiply everything that I have done. And so what we do with the rounds is we're entering into this life of adoring God and loving God and praising God and thanking God and glorifying God. Again, we should always spend time, like I said, in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And if you can't be in front of a church, go to that monstrance, that life-size monstrance of Our Lady and Jesus. That's in Poland. It's magnificent. It shows the talent that's out there. And God is asking us to participate in it. You know, it's even funny, it was very wonderful to see how they designed everything, because even the cord that's in front, it's off center so that the camera sees it as a whole. It's not, if the cord wasn't off center, it would look awkward. But with the cord moved over to the view of the camera, it's very presentable. It's very beautiful. And it's very, that's God. God is symmetrical. God is perfect. God is order. And what happens in the divine will is you begin to see this. You pick a flower and you look at the flower. You look at the intricacy that God has made. And that flower that you're holding, God knew that you would pick from the beginning of time. So he made that specifically for you. And that's what God is asking. He's asking us to enter into this life, this abundant life. And the divine power that can do everything. And then it says very clearly, to possess God, to possess the divine will. So the one who has done this is Louisa. And now Jesus has presented it to us. He's asking us very clearly, do you want this gift? And when we say yes, he says, okay, how much do you want it? So he looks at us. And as we focus on the writings, especially during the calendar, especially during the month of May and the Virgin Mary and the Kingdom, especially with the rounds, the Easter rounds, as you go through these teachings that Jesus is giving us, you begin, as it says here, we shall see with your deeds if all things behave, will have you embrace as possessor of this gift of the divine will. Do you want to possess it? So again, what God is doing is he's reordering our lives. He's getting everything ready. With all that we're going through, the difficulties that we have to go through, the sufferings that we have to go through. He's saying, how much do you want this? He knows what we're going through. And they say, you know, that the cross is the glory that we're going to receive. The cross that we go through today, you know, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, is the glory that we're going to possess in eternity. And all that he asks is that we give our fiat, to trust him enough. And we went through that a couple weeks ago. Jesus, I trust in you. But more than I trust in you, I have complete confidence that you are my God, my Savior, my Master, my King. And so that's why it's very clear. With Louisa, we're going to see whether she becomes the possessor of this great gift of the divine will. And God says to us, we're going to see with what you're doing, whether you will become possessor. And then he says, therefore, be attentive. And when Jesus says to us, be attentive, he means to read, to study, to put this into practice. To receive this first bread, to eat this first bread, to nourish ourselves on this first bread. And again, you don't have bread just once a day. You have it morning, noon, and evening. You have a snack in between. And that's what God is waiting for. Who has made this book of heaven their everything? Where are you receiving the divine power that Jesus says is where you can do everything and anything? That's what he's waiting for. He's really waiting for us to begin to live this abundant life. So, I mean, be attentive, he says. Read. He says, Louisa, be attentive and let your flight always continue in the supreme fiat. Always being drawn closer and closer to God. This, our flight is to heaven. Our flight is in eternity. And Jesus is, he'll let us go wherever we want to go. You know, the world has got not much to offer. The devil has much to offer. The flesh has much to offer. And all of that leads to death. And yet Jesus is saying to us, let your flight, and this is our we're journeying towards the kingdom, we're journeying towards our celestial fatherland, let it be continuous in the supreme fiat. So the Lord is looking at us, and he wants us to speak to him about this, talk to him about this. And, you know, if there's any difficulties, you go to Jesus and you say, I don't know about this and I don't know about that. You're going to have to show me. And God says, good, I'll show you. But you see, you have to get into a dialogue with God. You have to get into a discussion with God. And you have to be honest. If you say, well, I know how this is going to work and I'm going to do it, God says, fine, you don't need me. But if we, as a good father, the child will go to the father and say, what do I need to do? How do I do this? Can you show me how this is done? And the father, the good father, says yes. God says that if you, with all your sins, can offer your son an egg and not a snake, how much can God do by giving you the Holy Spirit? See, the whole thing with Louisa is she represents the Holy Spirit, this great outpouring of the Spirit of God. And so God is looking at us and he's saying, do you understand what I'm doing? Do you understand? So when we focus on the writings, when we're attentive to the writings, when we're having that continuous flight in the divine will, everything's going to work out. The more that we say to God, I need you, the more we say to God, I desire you, I want you, you've got to help me, the more God can work. But if you're not in a conversation with God, if you think that you can do this by yourself, God's going to let you do that because he's not going to interfere with your freedom. But if you get into the habit of continuously entering into a conversation with God, a dialogue with God, you know, when he talks to Louisa, we have to respond to him. Yes, Lord, I want this as well. Yes, Lord, you have to help me as well. When Louisa says, I've got to be near you. You can't be away from me. We have to say the same thing to God. He's got to hear it from you. But, you know, it's very, very important. This is the continuous flight that he's asking. Volume 33, 526, 1935. In fact, my daughter, you find yourself and you run in all our works. Okay, finding yourself, I really do recognize as we can do nothing. We can do absolutely nothing. We are nothing. We can do nothing. The only thing we can do is, as he says here, you have to run in all of God's works. This is the rounds. Praising God and loving God and adoring God and glorifying God. Truly worshiping God. This is what he's waiting for. He's waiting for us to enter into this life. And he says you have to find yourself knowing that you're nothing, knowing you can do nothing, knowing that you're good at nothing. Your only thing you're good at is sinning. The only thing you're good at is living in your human misery. And he says, and then you have to run in all of God's works. And that's the rounds. So when we recognize we need to pray the rounds, then God says, good, I can help you. Because what you're doing is you're going through all of creation as Jesus did, as Mary did, as Adam did before the fall, and as they taught Louisa. You know, go into that garden that Louisa went into in volume 26. Go into that garden and begin to experience, you know, everything in the Garden of Eden. That's what God's waiting for. So he says, our divine will brings you, Louisa, everywhere. And that's what's happening. He just take a look at a flower. Look at the inside of a flower. He says, I will take you everywhere. And again, in that flower, you see the power of God, the glory of God, the love of God, the magnificence of God, the beauty of God, the love of God is all there. And we find ourselves confirmed in you. See, as you see, there's no time or space in the divine will. I was talking to somebody today, and I said, when you see somebody sick, you pray for everyone that's been sick, past, present, and future, in the divine will. Lord Jesus, Lord, bring healing power to those that are sick. Bring in your healing of the great gift of the divine will into all that are those that are sick. And a person 1,000 years ago can be healed by that prayer. A person 1,000 years from now can be healed by that prayer. Why? God is doing it. There's no time or space. Don't limit God to one aspect, but to say, use the Spirit. I mean, one of the things is, you know, if you see, you know, or read about a crime, you can be there at that crime and repair and redo. But not only that, but all crimes, past, present, and future. See, the divine will is so powerful. You're entering into God. You're entering into God's healing. It's not us. We're nothing. We're absolutely nothing. Yet when you pray in the divine will, in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, God hears all mankind praying with your voice. This is what he's waiting for. He's waiting for us to enter into that life. And that's why he says, our divine will brings you, Louisa, everywhere, past, present, and future. No matter what. I mean, you can, if you've been in Israel, if you've been in, Nazareth, you can be there again. You know, in your mind's eye, you can be there with everybody in the human race. Come with me. Let's go to visit where Jesus was conceived, where the angel announced his that Mary would be the mother of God. Let's go. I mean, what's happening is you, as he says, our will brings you everywhere, Louisa. We find ourselves confirmed in you. Jesus is there. And that's what God is waiting for. He's waiting for us to learn from Louisa what he wants to do with us. Okay, don't limit God. Don't say, well, that's for Louisa, it's not for me. No, it's for you if you wish. Go to Golgotha. Go to Bethlehem. Go to Cana. I mean, you could go to every tabernacle that you've ever been to, and adore God. Bring all of the world with you, adoring Him and loving Him and praising Him and thanking Him and blessing Him. See, the divine will is, you have to understand its power, as he says here, a power that can do everything. So the Lord is waiting for us to begin to understand what God is calling us to. He's calling us to begin to live a life that has never been seen before. This is the new era, the new way, if you want to say. The new and divine way of holiness, as John Paul II has stated. He's asking us to begin to live this abundant life. This is the Catholic Church. This is what the Church is all about. We're not to go backwards. You know, that God never goes backwards. He's always leading us. He's always leading us. As he led the Israelites. Now, when the Israelites sinned, they couldn't leave the desert for 40 years. And think about it. All those that complained, all those leaders that complained died in the desert. It's very similar to Vatican II. All those leaders who had the rug pulled out from under them and they said, okay, they had to die in the desert. Yeah, again, everything that's coming has to come the way God has planned. He has to see what people want and he has to give that to them. So the Lord is looking at us and he's asking us to trust him, to believe in him, to hope in him, to have confidence in him. In him, the Lord God Almighty, speaking to us through Louisa. He says this, an exchange of acts of life occurs. The creature in the creator, the soul in God, the creator in the creature. God in the soul. The soul acts as repeater of the divine acts. The soul does what God does. That's what Jesus said to Louisa. You're going to do what I have done. He said that to the apostles. And even greater things that I have done. Okay, we have to understand that what God is calling us to is this new way of living. An exchange of acts and of life occurs from human to the divine. The creature in God and God in the creature. The soul acts as the repeater of God's divine acts. So you can, in the morning, you can go to Eden. You can be there and watch God create Adam breathing into the dust. If you wish. There's no limit to what God is calling you to. You say to the Lord, what are we going to do today? Okay, you can limit it to yourself to washing the dishes or, you know, sweeping the floor or washing the windows. Or you could go to Golgotha with Jesus and Mary and Louisa. You could go to the Sea of Tiberias with Jesus and the apostles. There's no limit. He wants us to understand in the divine will and exchange of acts and the exchange of life occurs. The creature in God and God in the creature, the soul becomes the repeater of God's acts. I mean, this is why he created us. Why? So we could breathe in what God has done and give it back to God as if it were ours. But it's his, the repeater of God's acts. Every time you take a breath, it should be, let me breathe in me, Holy Spirit, Ruach of God, as you breathe into the dust. Let me receive the full deposit of who you are and what you want for mankind. And again, in the name of everyone and everything, and you could say to everyone every morning, breathe with me. Jesus, everybody is here from the beginning of time to the end of time. Breathe in my breathing. Beat in my heart beating. Lord, you be the Lord of my life. I want this exchange of life to occur. I want this. I don't want to be in the fallen nature any longer. Greater grace, Jesus says, I, God, could not do, nor the creature receive. greater grace I could not do, nor the creature receive. Whoever did this translation, so I'm finding this very difficult. God, he says, I could do no greater things than this. And the creature couldn't receive more than what God is doing. This is confirming in our works reproductions of all goods, or all of our goods, of all of God in the soul, in Louisa. Again, it's very, very clear. Greater grace God could not have done, nor could a creature receive. He couldn't receive as much as God has done. And he says very clearly, this confirms in our works, reproduces all of our goods in the soul. So all that God has done is now reproduced in the soul. And why does Jesus say this? Okay, it's very clear. He says, I created creation for man, but I created the human will for God. So what he wants to do in us is create new universes. He wants new universes to be created in us. Unending galaxies, if you want to say. Unending life in us. And that's what he's waiting for. He's waiting for us to say to him, I want what you have planned. Do with me as you wish. I will not get in your way. Do with me as you want. Whatever you want, God, is what I want. And again, that total surrender is what the Blessed Mother had. When the angel said, you will be the mother, she said, how can this be? I want to please God in all things, but I don't know man. The angel said, it would be through the power of the Holy Spirit. And she said, fiat mihi. Let it be done to me as you say. Our life doesn't belong to us. Scripture tells us this. Jesus bought us with his precious blood. He paid for our freedom from slavery of sin, from death. We don't belong to ourselves anymore. We belong totally to God. So the more that we can turn to God, the sooner we can turn to God, the happier we will be. That docility is so important. And it's a docility of no more worry. You will not worry anymore. I trust God. I will not be fearful or anxious or complaining or negative. Why? I have complete confidence that God is my God. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. He's my Master. He's my King. He is my all, and I trust him. There is nothing to worry about. I have confidence in him. There is nothing to worry about. So the Lord looks at us, and he says very clearly, I'm waiting for this. I'm waiting for you to reproduce all of our goods in you. Are you willing to allow God to be the Lord of your life? And if you say yes, then that means he's in charge. We're not in charge anymore. That means you say to him completely, I trust you. Completely. So he says very clearly, and then we, triune God, sorry, I missed this line. And then our divine sanctity, our divine good, our divine love, our divine attributes become transmitted into Louisa and into us. We share in divinity. And that's what he says to Louisa. I want you to receive all my divine qualities. That's the number six of the 6 days of the 6 steps that Our Lady taught Louisa. To receive all the divine qualities of God. Now, nobody's there yet, but we have to want it. That we have to say to God, I want this. That's why you go through the 6 steps, especially right after Holy Communion. You're saying to God, I want this. I want to follow the journey of Our Lady. I want to follow the journey that Our Lady taught Louisa. And I really want to begin to live this abundant life. And that's what God's waiting for. God's divine sanctity, God's divine goodness, God's divine love, God's divine attributes transmitted into us. You see what God's waiting for? To be in God's image and likeness. not to be miserable, not to be worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, negative, not to have human inadequacies any longer. It's to let God reign in us. And that's not that we become God. He just says, I love you so much that I want to fill you with myself as much as you wish. 30, 60, or 100 fold. Whatever you wish, I will do. And our response should be, I want to be so close to you, Triune God, that I have the true life of Jesus. I possess the true life of Mary. I want to know everything that Jesus and Mary taught Louisa. I want to begin to live this abundant life. I want nothing less than sharing in divinity. I want nothing that is human. I only want everything that is divine. Why? Because you want this. And that's what God's waiting for. He's waiting for us to say that. So, after this happens, the divine sanctity, divine goodness, divine love, the emphasis, divine attributes that are transmitted into Louisa and us, then God says, we then, Triune God, are divinely enraptured. We, Triune God, contemplate Louisa. I mean, this is, he sees his reflection. He sees his image and likeness in Louisa. And in our emphasis of love, we, Triune God, say, beautiful, holy, perfect is our divine being in our divine immensity, our divine light, our divine power, our divine wisdom, our divine love, our inimitable goodness, but beautiful yet to see our divine immensity with our divine attributes enclosed in Louisa. But he wants to do this with us. He wants to do this with us. He wants to radiate in us. He wants to be God in us. As he says to Louisa, I want you to be my skin. I want to gaze in your gazing. I want to listen in your listening. I want to walk in your walking. I want to do everything one with you. I never want to be separated from you. I love you so much that this is what I want. Ask God. That's what he's waiting for. Again, this is what the Lord is looking for. This is the whole reason for the Book of Heaven. These are the divine secrets that he wants to share with us. And at this point, there's not many that want to hear anything of this. They don't want to even hear this. Jesus says, oh, how Louisa glorifies us, Triune God, and Louisa loves us, Triune God. And it seems that Louisa tells us, I am little, nor is it given to me to enclose and to contain all your divine immensity, but you are, listen to this, and so am I. See, this is God. He's breathing. Again, going back to Adam, he breathed into the dust his image and likeness, and what came out of the dust is the image and likeness of God. And we've so downgraded Adam in that sharing in divinity that we call him Adam. It's just Adam. No big deal. What came out of the dust was the image and likeness of God. And then when Adam sinned, it was gone. He was a body that had to die and rot in the ground. His soul wasn't going to go to paradise. And what the Lord did, Jesus and Mary did, is when they came to earth, they reversed this. They took upon themselves the suffering that Adam was supposed to take, that Eve was supposed to take. And they took their deaths, if you want to say. Mary died, basically. If the divine will wasn't there, she would have been dead. She went through, she watched her son, her innocent son, die, crucified. again, this is the, again, that took 4,000 years. And then it took 2,000 years for Louisa. And now we've entered into the 3,000th year. That is the seventh millennium. It's the new day. It's a new beginning for mankind. It's the new way that God is calling us to live. And it goes light years beyond what God gave to the saints. And he's waiting for us to do this. So listen to what Louisa says. I am little and is given to me to enclose and contain. Nor is it given to me to enclose and contain your divine immensity. But you are, so am I. You are God and I am your child. And therefore, what God is doing is he's breathing into Louisa his image and likeness. Louisa's dust. He said that to Louisa. You're just a blade of grass. You're nothing. We don't love Louisa because of Louisa. We love Louisa because of what God has done, what Jesus has done with Louisa, what Mary has done with Louisa. You are, and so am I. What a great statement there. Your divine will has enclosed you in me, and I divinely love you with your same divine love. I divinely glorify you with your divine light. I divinely adore you with your divine sanctity. I give back to you what you breathe into me. It doesn't come from me. It comes from you. You've breathed this into me, and I can breathe it back to you. I'm giving, returning to you this divine as if there was another God present. Image and likeness of God. See, this is just so astonishing. So to begin to live this divine I love you that God is calling us to, this divine life that God is calling us to, he's asking us, he's pleading with us to be one with Louisa Picaretta. She is the one that possesses this. Just think about this. When you're in front of the Blessed Sacrament, you can say this last line. Your divine will has enclosed you in me, and I love you with your same love. I glorify you with your same divine light. I adore you with your same divine sanctity. And I can give you, God, everything because I possess my Creator. That's in front of the Blessed Sacrament, in front of the exposition, begin to pray these prayers. Be bold. I mean, nobody is there. Louisa was there. But I want to echo what Louisa said. I want to pray the prayers that Louisa prayed. Don't just say, well, I'll wait until this happens. No. Let Jesus know that you know what he's talking about. Your divine will has enclosed you, God, in me. I love you with your same love. I glorify you with your same light. I adore you with your same sanctity. I give you everything because I possess my Creator. That's what God's waiting for. He's waiting for us to begin to live this abundant life. Don't let him wait any longer, really. Let him hear this from you. Let him really begin to show Jesus that you understand what this is about. Can you imagine? He's wanted this from the beginning of time, and he's asking you, he's pleading with you to begin to live this abundant life. How magnificent is this? I mean, just think about this one more time. It says very clearly, she says, I am little, nor is it given to me to enclose and to contain all your divine immensity, but you are God. You are everything, and so am I. How is that possible? He breathes into her his image and likness. And though, even though she's nothing, we are nothing. Your divine will has enclosed you in me. You have to begin to understand this new way of thinking. We have to become comfortable with it. Why? We're not making this up. Jesus is telling us how he wants us to think, how he wants us to pray. Your divine will has enclosed you, Lord God, in me. Where is the Lord God? Within me, within you. What is God doing? He's gazing and you're gazing if you let him. He's listening and you're listening if you let him. He's praying and you're praying if you let him. So he said, next line. Therefore, I love you with your same love. I glorify you with your same light. I adore you with your same sanctity. And therefore, I can give you, Lord God, everything because I possess you. You possess me. This is just magnificent. Again, you're going to have to learn this. You will learn it as much as you pray, as much as you read, as much as you focus on what Jesus has taught Louisa. Again, this is Louisa's gift. Don't think that you can do this without Louisa. Go to Louisa, pray to Louisa, plead with Louisa. And again, it's going to be magnificent. So we'll end there in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.